doing here?
You promised you'd visit the penguin the day you got out.
Yeah? So I lied to her.
You can't lie to a nun. We gotta go in and visit the penguin.
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who is it?
Chicken Elwood.
Come in. Hello, boys. Nice to see you. Please, have a seat. No, no, boys. Come over here in front of me. I want to see your faces. The county took a tax assessment of this property last month. They want $5,000.
Doesn't the church have to pay that?
They would if they were interested in keeping the place. But they aren't. The Archbishop wants to sell this building outright to the Board of Education.
What's going to happen to you?
I'll be sent to the missions. Africa. Latin America. Korea.
Forget it. $5,000, no problem. We'll have it for you in the morning. Let's go, Elwood.
No, no! I will not take your filthy, stolen money.
Well, then. I guess you're really up creek.
Oh! I beg your pardon. What did you say?
I offered to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You refused to take our money.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, I guess you're really up creek.
Ow!
Christ, Jake, take it easy, man.
Elwood.
Ow! Jesus Christ.
Ow!
Jesus Christ.
Ow!
Bitch, hey! Jesus Christ, son of a bitch!
Oh, you fat penguin!
Ah!
Ah! This noise, man. Ow! Such a disappointing pair. I prayed so hard for you. It saddens and hurts me that the two young men whom I raised to believe in the Ten Commandments have returned to me as two thieves with filthy mouths and bad attitudes. Get out and don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
Boys, you gotta learn not to talk to nuns that way.
Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here!
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. It is Wednesday, April 16th, 2008, day number 3 of the Mike O'Mara Show. Wow. I am the aforementioned, along with my pals, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And Rob Spiewak.
Howdy.
And do you think tomorrow on the show that we can maybe make arrangements to go right to the wire like we did today with having 750 engineers in the studio? Right up until go time.
Is that what you like?
That's not disconcerting at all.
First, I like it.
First of all, you should be grateful that you have engineers. And secondly, you might want to consider having them stick around for the show.
I don't think that's a chance.
Did you hear some of the funny talk going in here? These are funny engineers.
You know, you come into the studio, and the first thing I see today, and this is about an hour and 15 minutes ago, and the first thing I see is they're all in here.
All of them.
Helping.
And then the chief guy, the main man Jeff, just says, I have questions for you. Mm-hmm. Or basically, I have questions for you. And I'm like, oh.
Did he ask if you'd like Christmas lights on your car?
No, he asked me if I wanted a McCain sticker.
That's funny.
He's a good right winger, Jeff is.
Every time a Republican runs and he does that same joke, it gets funnier, doesn't it?
Well, we are here. Of course, Rob, in honor of our visit by Pope Benedict, played that wonderful Blues Brothers tape.
Sure.
I love the Blues Brothers. And
me
of course,
too.
Like us, all week long, we are on a mission from God.
Oh, yeah.
So we're here, and we're very excited to be here, as usual. It's been a good week. I want to say a few thank yous to everybody in the building because we have been welcomed with open arms.
Yeah.
We are delighted to be back in Fairfax. And I am also very excited about the idea that I came with to the studio today just moments ago. It popped into my fuzzy little brain.
What would that idea be?
Now, you know I have a fuzzy little brain.
Well, that's all right.
But
that could help us.
More, more fuzzy than little, really.
Well, this is going to be fun. I think this is something that requires... Engineers. I was just putting them down, and now I'm requesting their services. Did we get the wireless mics back from Rockville yet?
My understanding is that they are in-house.
They're here.
They are here.
Not installed, but they're here.
Okay, now there's a big difference, obviously, between... And go ahead, you can kill that music now.
Okay.
It's distracting me.
Did you want to sing along?
No, I don't. I want to talk
you
about
hate
Friday.
Music, don't you?
I love music. We
you
talked
don't like
about
it.
I brought in music for you today.
The music, that should be your muse. It shouldn't distract you.
Did you look at the music that I brought you today on my very own iPod?
I did, but I couldn't really get at it because there's something in the hole.
Something stuck in
all
the
right,
plug.
First of all, Rob, I bring my iPod in because
it's a lovely iPod.
What we're doing, as I mentioned on Monday's show, that as we evolve on
here
the Mike O'Mara show, we'll be doing different things. And one of the things that we have changed twice now, and we're going to change a third time, is the music to end the show.
Right.
And so I said, well, I've got something, Rob. Rob's got something. We email back and forth to each other. And I said, you know, I was looking on my iPod, and I've got a few things on there that I think you're really going to like. And Rob has, I don't know how many songs at home.
In my computer, roughly 13,000.
13,000 songs. And I say to Rob, let me bring my iPod in, and I'll play you this one that I've got here. And when Rob takes my iPod, he tries to run it through the little machine. And as he's running it through the little machine, the doohickey that goes, the male end
the
that
plug,
goes into the
plug.
Female end.
Like you'd see on the end of any headphones.
Uh-huh.
You're telling me that is something is in there.
Won't go all the
something
way
is jammed. Now, I was listening to that the last time. Now, I know in between, my kids have played with it.
Oh, children.
Because I bought my daughter.
Buzz hates them.
For Christmas, I bought my daughter. They're these drumsticks that you plug into your iPod, and then you play along with the iPod.
Cool.
So I actually bought her those, and they were playing with them. The last people to have that iPod were little people.
Well,
because not long ago we played the iPod game on a previous program,
right?
And it was fine. And now there's something down in there. I can
Are you
sort
sure?
Of
now
see
wait,
it.
We Rob and I had a discussion. It's not that Rob and it's not that I don't defer to you when it comes to all things musical, technical. I know you've got 7 million songs at your house. I know you download music like a maniac. But I'm telling you, I think it's a different. It's a different plug for the iPod phone, for the iPhone, and for the iPod with the video, which is what I have.
This is my iPod. This is the same iPod I have.
Right.
It is?
Yes. And I use the Apple adapter.
That one right there, the video iPod, uses the standard plug.
Well, how come?
Is
there
something?
What's in there, though?
Well, you
or is it bent?
You allow children to touch it.
Get bent.
Is Bear around?
Let me go see.
All right. Go ahead and get Bear. Because I've used this, and it's worked fine, and then when I want to dub the thing onto the machine so I can play them on the air, it doesn't work at
it's
all.
Gonna, it seems to me take a team of surgeons to remove the tip of that broken plug out of your iPod.
Is that exactly what it is?
That's pretty well, as best we can tell, peeking down the hole, yes, it is.
You think it's a tip of a plug?
Of somebody else's headphone plug, and they're poorly made, so it wouldn't be anybody's fault necessarily, but I bet the tip of the plug came off inside your iPod, and now it's just stuck there.
All right, well, the key is my kids had it, and but they've got like little scissors. Hey, Bear.
Hey,
baby. Sorry to bother you. And incidentally, of all the guys, and this is no offense to any of the other engineers,
mm-hmm.
Bear is the only guy I can effing tolerate.
Oh, absolutely.
I swear to God, Bear can hang
now
in
he's
here.
Giving
Bear,
you a lovely
Bear can
rubdown.
Be no, seriously, Bear can work in here when we're on the air.
Exactly.
And the other guy who's a sweetheart, very nice guy.
Yes,
I know he's a
wonderful.
Nice man. I know he's real. He means well, and he likes to chat, and he's friendly,
yes.
And it's always nice to see him, but I'll tell you, he drives me effing crazy when he's in here.
You know, there's a story about that engineer. Do you remember when we had those electrical problems in Rockville?
Yeah.
And we found that the electrical room was flooded?
Oh, is this a guy, like, during that time when there were wires in the water, he wanted to walk across the flooded room?
Yes. He wanted to step down into a flooded electrical room.
Hero.
This is an engineer.
Yeah, hero. And look, the last thing I want to do.
When I told him, when I said, don't do that, he said, okay, I'll get something to stand on.
Yeah.
He got a metal stool.
The last thing I want to do is alienate. I swear to God, that's the whole thing, my whole philosophy.
Not this early.
You are here to make friends.
But he is... When I came here, Bear, you were in here, right? When I said, listen, guys, got about 6 minutes to airtime. We need everybody to get out of here. Can you please?
Mike, Bear.
And Bear hates the... Now, why is the... Is that a hotline thing?
I don't know. I just heard the phone ring.
Why was the light going off? You know what? The engineers here have been terrific.
See?
Hold on. Wait.
Bear, I'll get it.
Hold on. Let me get that. Hold on, Bear.
Oh, look. Katie's here.
Everybody's here. Mike is going to answer the phone.
Hello?
Anybody?
No, there's nothing on the other end.
I hate that.
So the engineers have installed a phone that rings but does not bring us any
it
people.
Doesn't. It no doesn't. One there. Now, the whole purpose of that is that when we want to do voices, uh-huh. I'm pulling back the curtain.
Oh, that's all right.
It's not like it's any state secret.
We're building.
When I want to do a silly little voice on the show,
right?
I'm going to actually use that phone, and I asked, can we have a regular phone? We've had it in the old studio,
right.
and we had it in Rockville. Did we have it in Rockville?
Yes, after a while.
You did.
I don't think we had it in Rockville.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
I remember. A phone on my side. We did. We just didn't use it.
It just took a while.
Okay.
Sometime.
Where was I?
You were...
I was talking about my iPod.
That's right. Oh, that's right. That's why Bear came in.
Bear, were you...
Phone's ringing. You know what?
Hold on.
Mike's got
it. Slow down.
Joe just picked it up again.
Oh.
Joe, hang up the phone, please.
Yeah. You've been phone blocked.
Hello? Yeah? Okay.
Oh, good. He got someone.
No. I appreciate that.
It rings while you're talking.
Thank you very much.
Must
That's
be
very
the
good.
Other line.
Hello. Hey, how are you? Great. What's happening? What's that? No. No, actually, you're not on the air.
No.
What can I do for you, though?
Is that line one?
Hey, can I say something really honestly, though? I am so glad you're not on the air.
See?
No, I mean, I'm not, you don't mean this in the best possible way. You just sound like one of those guys that's going to say something bad.
He can feel free to say anything bad now.
Oh, well, you know what? Then I take it back. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Who
is
that?
Is that somebody calling our regular line?
Yeah.
Right. I think we're going to have to disconnect.
Maybe mute the phone.
That's not why we brought you in here, Bear. We brought you in so you could take a look at the iPod.
Now look what you've did. You've undone 2 hours of Jeff's work.
Did you say look what you've did?
Yes.
You just said look what you've did.
Look what you've done. Look what you did. I got excited.
You said look what you did. I got his cheeks red for the very first time.
No, that's because I had to walk down the hall. I'm not accustomed to all this effort.
Manual labor. You remind me of the guy.
You said if I came on your show, all I had to do was run the board.
I know. I lied. I lied to a lot of people, Rob. That's just the way it worked
out. We got the show.
Show Bear the iPod, please.
Bear, there's something I think jammed down in the microphone jack.
Busted in the tip, we think.
Is there a way to remove it?
Do you have tools that can...
suck that out of there?
Get that thing out of the jack?
I can try.
You can try.
Just once, Bear, I'd love you to say, no problem, it's done.
Get on the microphone, Bear. We have a microphone and everything.
Bear, does it look to you, like from your naked eye, that there's something down in the plug?
Yeah,
the
there is something
plug?
There.
There is?
Yeah.
Is it ham?
It's not ham.
All right, Bear. It is ham, but...
Have fun with it, and let me know how it works out.
Back to you in a few minutes.
God bless you. And that's incidentally, for anybody that works with Bear, you say that to him every day. Otherwise, he'll hurt you.
That's right.
God bless you, Bear.
Real good.
Real good.
We found out yesterday Bear was not necessarily the biggest fan of the Pope, who is in town.
Oh, yes. It's good to have
the
him.
Pope is in
we're
town.
So happy.
Yes, sirree.
So proud.
Right through these sound effects. Yes, my favorite sound effect from yesterday. I watched a little bit of the coverage today where the... did you see the White House where they sang the happy birthday to the Pope?
I saw that. And did you know they were painting the White House up until his arrival?
What, painting it with a fresh coat of white paint? Or
yeah,
were they
to make him
painting
look,
it like Vatican red or something
They were
like
painting
that.
It to like make it look as good as possible. And I had no idea the WJFK engineers also worked at the White House.
Right up to the last minute.
Right until he was going to come out there. But it's nice to have him here. And it was kind of sweet. I looked at it almost as... a sweet old man who was having happy birthday sung to him, even though he had the special robe on.
I say he's trouble.
Now, why do you say that?
No, you just say that.
You just have no bearing for saying that. What are you saying that for?
I have no excitement about him being in town. That's really what it gets
down to. I have to admit, after yesterday's show with the whole Do You Care segment on the program, I actually tuned in today and was curious. I was curious because I heard enough analysis.
But see, there you go, feeding that media coverage that you were criticizing yesterday.
You can't avoid it.
No, that's my point. That's why I haven't turned on a television. Don't want to see it.
Curmudgeon buzz.
Isn't it?
And by the way, that's our newsman who refuses to turn on a television.
That's right.
Why look at the news when it's happening?
It's a passing fad.
Let's take a phone call. Mike O'Mara Show, you're the very first caller of the day. Matt from Greenville, South Carolina. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, I did it again.
You caught yourself, though, and that's good.
How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great, Mike. I just want to say congratulations on this new show, and I'm loving it so far.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. And let's go to Kirk from Modesto. Kirk, you are on the air.
God's country.
Oh, no. Did I break it? No, I got it. Kirk, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, good. Is that weird sound? I mean, I'm on the air. That's great.
It does, yes.
Hey. So do you have like a definitive sound that when we hit that button? Because I'm just using a computer with a mouse right now.
Yeah, it kind of goes, I can barely hear like your faint in the background, and it comes in kind of, and I hear the, Kirk, you're in Modesto. So
it's more of a pshht than a kh.
Ah. So how are things out in Modesto?
Actually, they're very molestingly good. Hey, I have a question for you.
Good answer.
The homemade jingle contest. Are you thinking about bringing that back with a new format?
Now I have to ask you something. Now that's the kind of question that, as a total set, have I said anything that would indicate that we would bring back the homemade jingle contest?
No.
But now, Kirk, you should tell the truth. You want us to bring back the homemade jingle contest because you want to make a jingle, right?
Kind of.
It's okay. Be proud.
No,
I have it written down everything.
It's written.
It's in the key of C.
Yeah,
and it's good.
All right. I don't mind. I don't think necessarily a formal contest, but if you want to send a jingle to the show, I mean, we're just starting out here. We've got room for lots of stuff.
Yay.
Okay, so go ahead. Send it along from Modesto. Okay, Kirk?
Would you like to hear some of it before he goes? Oh, he's gone?
He's already gone.
He's gone to the post office.
Hear some of what?
The jingle that he wrote.
You have it already?
Well, I don't understand.
I was going to ask him to sing it.
Oh, no, he's gone. I don't want to hear that. No. Pay attention to the effing show, please. I don't want to hear that at all.
I am paying attention.
No, you're not. Were you confused by what he just said? All of a sudden, his head pops back from behind the console, and he said, well, would you like to hear it?
I want to hear
what?
Well, it'd be a problem if we haven't already started the show.
That's true. Hello, Jim. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I wanted to hear it.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, I wanted to tell you that you and Don had entertained me for about 10 years, and it was always funny. And I kind of feared change, and I thought, I want to call and congratulate him, but I waited for a couple days, and honest to God, guys, this is funny, and this is great, and I just want to thank you for continuing it. I really do.
Well, we appreciate that, and, I do want to say that, first of all, if you want to get on the air, call us at 877-365-3636. I didn't give the numbers. At WJFK.com, you can click on Mike, and you can check out the podcast.
Click on Mike.
The posts, you can post your thoughts in the forum. I would like to say thank you to so many nice people that have put a lot of nice things about the show on the forum. And you can email us if you choose. Coming soon, MikeO'Mara.com. They assure me it will still be shrinking my head like it was shrinking my head. And I know now what is distracting me during the show.
What?
What are you doing over there?
What am I doing?
I'm just curious. I'm just curious about, you've been kind of, we got started late today, Rob.
We did.
And I will tell you, as Rob is the in-studio producer, he's not the executive producer, but it's incredibly distracting.
Not yet.
And we are behind today because of that as far as, what are you doing over there?
There's a couple things I need to set up for the show, be it for Cool Edit and for the phones.
And those would have been set up if, you know, with all due respect, if the engineers weren't in here.
Exactly.
You would have had that done probably a quarter or two.
Trying to be as nondescript as possible doing it, but it does need to be set up.
That's why the one engineer, not Bear, who I love, and not Jeff, because Jeff's kind of the big boss, who's the other guy?
The other, do you want to know his name? Roger.
Okay, we're going to hurt Roger.
No, we're not. No.
We're going to do something
Roger
to
can't
Roger.
Be hurt.
We can't hurt
we're
going
to do something very, very bad to Roger. But without further ado, let's take a call
from
Spokane, Washington. Spokane, Washington, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show, and this is a call about Beth Ann's bra.
Oh.
Yeah, hi, this is Beth Ann's left bra cup.
The left
cup.
Yeah,
how you doing? How's it going?
Oh, it's hell, man. It's crowded. She's too cheap to buy another bra. She couldn't afford it. And now with the augmentation, oh, my God.
I have to say, Beth Ann's left bra cup, you sound like you have a stuffy nose.
Well, you would, too. My nose is crammed up against this flesh.
Call us back when you get your twin brother, will you? Will you please? Okay, you ready for my just my simple little idea for Friday's show?
Very good, then.
Thinking about this this morning.
Sure.
And it's going to be 80 degrees. Mm. You're a big weather watcher.
Love that. Ready for summer.
Speaking of weather watchers, we're going to have Tony Perkins from Fox 5. He'll on the show today. We can get a confirmation on that forecast.
Sure.
Even though he's one of those fake weathermen.
Oh, now stop that.
Has he no degree?
He's a fake. He's not a meteorologist.
He's the real deal when it comes to being a human being.
Is Al Roker a meteorologist? Not to bring up Roker when we're going to have Tony in here.
No,
but
I don't think he could
be. I don't
be.
Think
Al Roker is every bit as qualified as Willard Scott.
Is Sam Champion a meteorologist? I'm not sure, you know, how many of these guys have. Some of them just get up in front of the, you know, the blue screen.
Yeah, ask Tony. He'll know the answer to all these questions.
Yeah, that's right.
But I read that it's supposed to be 80 degrees on Friday.
Right.
We are very happy to be back here in Fairfax, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And this was just a thought that I will throw out to the engineers and you guys and to our listening audience. I'd like to have a little BBQ on Friday's show.
Yeah.
A cookout.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing big, nothing incredible, mm-hmm. You know, just a couple of Weber grills out there. I'd like to do, you know, a lot of people busted my balls in the old days about the fact that every time I come in here, I do a little cooking. Well, I'd like to do a little barbecue.
Cook out.
That would be very nice.
Like to put the chef's hat on, mm-hmm. You know, like to actually have the little thing and put a couple of Webers out. We could maybe do, what do you think, out in the side parking lot, or could we do it right out in front?
Side parking lot would probably be better.
Do you think the law would come down on us if we did it out front and we, you know, lit a couple of those Weber grills out there? They won't mind that, right?
No, that's just a cookout.
I can't imagine that'd be a problem.
So no. We can maybe, all right, so here's what we're looking
We'd
for.
We'd only be in trouble if we sold the food.
I think we can do it out in the front, Rob.
I think that'd be nice.
I think you're
we
right.
Could, you know, I don't, because really, don't you, I remember the old days of Fairfax. When you go down the hallway, it's a big endeavor to go to the right side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to the front and we do it in the little patio area, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We get a couple of Weber grills.
What will you cook?
You know, the standard fare.
Burgers?
You can bring brats. I think hot dogs mm-hmm. and hamburgers.
Very
I don't
nice.
Think you get elaborate with steak or anything like that. Or
salmon
ribs.
On a plank?
Lobster.
Lobster tail, I really could.
Good.
Here's the difficult part. As I was thinking about this, as usual, it was an instant idea without
sure.
a lot of thought.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we should invite people to bring their own stuff by, and I'll cook it for them?
I don't know.
As long as it's not.
Now, why don't you know?
What if it's suspect?
You have to think of all the possibilities. I'm thinking, you know, if people bring roadkill, no, we're not going to cook that.
Yeah.
No, but if people were to bring prepackaged food items.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
If they bring, if you bring your prepackaged food item down here, if you bring your prepackaged burgers,
right, with
and your prepackaged hot dogs with a date on it, yeah, we will cook it.
Absolutely.
But we'll bring our own stuff too, right?
And remember, undercooked meat can carry foodborne illnesses.
Well, that's the chef's responsibility.
Right.
So we need a couple of lighters,
right?
You know, lighter fluid things.
Mm,
we need the Weber grills,
lighter fluid thing.
The containers of lighter fluid.
Well, you buy what you buy is the match light.
Buy.
We acquire the match light.
Yes, acquire it. We're going to have the we can do that, and then we bring down the food stuffs. You can bring all your barbecue stuff. We need a couple of chairs out there.
I'd like some macaroni salad, but don't keep it in the sun.
Should we prevail upon our program director to see if we can do this?
Would you like to call him?
Yeah, I think we can call him, or he can come down here. He's always here.
Yeah, but he might not be listening.
He never leaves here. He's here all the time. But I thought it might be a little fun, and you can bring your own stuff down. And I do want to find out what the what the rule is for beverages.
You know? Oh, yes.
Yeah. There'll be rules about
CK's
it.
CK's just come in there. Hold on
hey,
a second, CK.
Here.
We'll let's talk to Jeff in Rockville. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bueno, Brewstall, gentlemen.
How are you, Jeff? Today? What can we do for you?
Like I said, love the show. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
And, Mike, I know you were going through your second separation there. I was mirrored you exactly as far as exactly what was happening in my life, and I just couldn't believe the similarities between...
Did you say that I mirrored your situation when what you were going through?
Yes, when I went through my divorce, it was exactly the same time you're going through your divorce.
Oh.
And
so are you a heavy drinking individual that has a great deal of difficulty getting along with others in social situations?
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Okay, CK's in here. Very informal, a little BBQ on Friday show.
I think that shouldn't be a problem. I'll just check with the owner of the building, and that's the only other person I need to deal with.
I'd just like to point something out regarding...
Oh, he's here
now.
Bob.
Regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, you'll never have to ask any permission to do anything.
Then we're set.
Who are you?
I'm Bob Skin.
Good to see you.
I have a close personal friendship with Mike, and I call him personally quite often.
Do you really?
There's no problem. Yeah, he does.
That's good, right?
Yeah, he really does. I don't think it'll be a problem. So good. We'll get a couple of Webers, and should we try to have those Webers donated?
Yeah, you know what? I think we can. Do you want to do like gas grills? Or you want to do charcoal?
No, charcoal. No, hold on. What's that?
You want charcoal.
No, you want gas. Or one gas and one charcoal. Whatever. No, I guess charcoal would be more fun. You know, charcoal with matchlight and lighter fluid would be more fun.
And maybe not even just starter, just like pure lighter fluid.
Not both.
What could possibly go wrong?
You're going to get us hurt.
And we get the charcoal, and so we can provide that. And then anybody that wants to...
Yes, Chris, can we?
Yes.
I'm sure. I don't know who to look at, him or you.
Don't look at me.
I will buy them.
All right, thank you,
boy.
CK. That's the spirit. You know what? That's the welcome we're getting here in Fairfax,
that's
Virginia.
Right. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get me to Costco, and I'm going to buy me a big pack of those great hamburgers.
You know, the only other thing that I might want to do, and this Bob might have a problem with out in front, but it's so perfect for it, horseshoes. Love horseshoes.
Oh, piece of cake on that piece of grass.
I think
absolutely.
So. You know how he feels about his landscaping and the curly-cue shrubbery that he's got
like
out front.
It's not like we're playing jarts.
Incidentally, I find the building to be in a slight amount of disrepair.
We'll talk to Bob
just
about that.
Just from the last time we were here, CK.
Well, you know, the part of the parking lot's condemned. I don't know if you're aware.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The lower part.
The basement underneath, yeah.
Condemned?
Condemned.
The whole tray?
Yeah, and I have a question
Why
about
is it
that.
Condemned?
Well, because it was about to cave in on itself.
Now, so I have a question about that.
Chris Mike's face.
Wait, no one tells me dick.
Well, when you have parking spot number one, you don't. There's no problem with parking.
Oh,
underneath.
Listen to that. Listen to Mr. Bitter already.
I'm in the fire lane again today. There's no parking here because that whole underneath part.
Gee, maybe that would be because I got here before you again.
Oh, okay. But listen to this. That condemned part is being held up by what looks like three General Motors jacks. Yeah. Like you would put
jacks into the building.
You guys, seriously, I have
I
no
swear this
idea
is
what you're talking about. I come into that parking lot, I see nothing. I'm like Schultz.
Take your cell phone and go down there.
You know the part all the way down at the bottom,
the
underneath.
Deep, dark part.
Yeah, the deep recesses appear to be caving in. But
really?
I think it's almost fixed.
They're being That's supported right in the meantime.
Now here's the question I have.
By
it's
sticks.
Unsafe to park under it, but it's okay to park on it.
Rob, it's fine.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's
and
fine.
And you're not parked What's in the fire lane. You're parked near the fire
that's
lane.
That's right.
Nobody tells me anything.
Yeah, it's condemned.
Well, so
they blocked it with a trash can.
What are the ramps? Listen, now he's going a mile a minute. I haven't heard anything about it. When did this all go down? I have no idea about
Months
this.
Ago.
Yeah, like a year ago.
Yeah.
We weren't living here then. Yeah.
Okay, so what are the ramifications of it? Is the building going to like have to be...
I think they're fixing it, and everything should be fine. I hear it's going to be fixed very, very soon.
Yeah,
there's poles down there
Days.
Now.
Days.
What's give me the hotline number.
You know, I'm going to have to call you because I don't think there's a hotline.
All right, call me.
Here.
I'm going to go down and take a look at it.
Okay, I'll call your
cell. Mike's taking his cell phone. Yeah, I'd heard about
get
this some time ago.
Right now.
You have it?
And you've raised a very good question, Rob. I don't understand why it's not safe to park under it, but it's safe to park on top of it.
Because it's definitely, there's got to be some danger of parking underneath.
Of course, there are those sticks holding it up now.
Yes, that'll help.
So there's that.
I'm waiting for Rob to call my cell phone.
I'm dialing even as we speak, Mike.
You know, we want that part of the garage to open up again because when the building's locked and you need to use the restroom, there's a drain down in that part of the garage.
That's true. Very true.
That's come in handy more than one night.
And then, standing here waiting for my phone to ring.
Your phone might not ring
in
here.
It won't. There's no signal in this room, usually, at least not on my phone.
Hello? All right, call me.
I'm calling. It's ringing.
He'll get it when he gets out.
I think so. Do you think he'll be able to get it down where it's condemned?
I hope nothing collapses on it.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Jeff Lockridge.
That's Colette laughing in the background.
Hey, baby.
Isn't she great?
I'm Jeff Lockridge. I love her.
Yeah, we all do.
I really do.
So you headed down to the parking deck?
Can you hear me okay?
Very nice.
So far, so good. Now, be careful down there because it's dark and it's dank and it's damp and just not pleasant in any way.
Are there critters?
Buzz, you make it sound like it's a real dungeon. It's not that bad.
Oh, wait till you get there, my friend. Wait till you
All
get
right,
there.
I'm in the stairwell right now. Now, I don't even know where to look because I'm going down here and I'm going down to where I parked, down in the basement.
Yeah, but you want to go to the far part where it gets like a small hill.
Oh, I've never. Hey, Rob.
Mike.
I've never been to that part of the garage.
Oh, well.
I've spent the better part of my life there.
Now I understand what you're saying.
A lot of our employees have conceived children there.
Yes.
Or tried to avoid it.
Sexual. There has been sexual activity there, hasn't there?
Yeah. Wonder if we should have Chris back in.
Okay, here I am. I'm at the back of the WJFK parking garage, and oh, my God.
Yeah, see?
See, it's blocked with a trash can.
There are traffic cones up here.
Oh, well, in addition to the trash can.
There's no getting through now.
And I'm coming over here now. It looks like, I believe, someone has relieved themselves here.
I wouldn't be surprised. You smell it?
Oh, Ben.
That does, to me, look as though someone has relieved themselves. Now, I'm making my way. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Clear as a bell.
All right.
It could be a lot of fun to do. No, I think the Webers, that's cheap.
Okay, yeah.
With little Webers.
Have you found
it? Green is people! I'm standing by one of the jacks right now.
Oh, you found the support sticks.
Now, are they jacks? What are they?
They are what you would see to support beams, because I guess the concrete above the beams is weighing the beams down, and they're not supporting the ceiling of the garage. So it's not really the garage floor that's the problem. It seems to be, oh, my God, there's a man! hold on. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, clear as a bell.
Very nice.
All right, watch this. I've always wanted to do this. The acoustics. Can you hear the echo over the cell phone?
Yeah, it sounds like the old WABC.
Sorry.
That's great.
The first show tune ever played on the Mike O'Mara show.
Well,
Oliver.
I should point out to all of our listeners that the show will be much more gay.
Wow, that's saying something.
Well, Buzz, I think it will be. I mean, the other show was very gay, but I think our show is going to be even gayer. Well,
that's exciting.
Now, yes, isn't it?
Do those jacks appear to be doing the job without strain, or are the jacks, do you think they're in danger?
Doesn't look like they even need the jacks, in my opinion.
Okay, we'll take them out then.
I think it's total ruse. I think this is just a scam. But here's the important question. How does it affect me personally?
That's right. It doesn't really affect
really,
you.
Not a lot right now.
My question, seriously, Rob, when they're repairing this, will we not be able to park in the rest of the garage?
I think the repair has been ongoing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm making my way back into the building
right now. But do you understand our concern that it's okay to park on top of the crumbling portion of the parking lot, but not underneath?
So that part where they have the jack, that's not building, that's garage?
That's the parking deck up above to the side of the building.
Oh, that's not good.
That's right.
Oh, I'm a little out of breath after tackling those stairs.
But aren't you glad you saw this, what goes on down there, down in this ghetto?
Well, the thing is, you guys come over here a lot more than I do, and I haven't been over here. And just going by Colette's desk right now. Hi, I'm Jeff Lockery.
Wow, he's making a good time.
Oh, I love that woman. It's the greatest laugh in the world.
Yeah. I bet he'll be here soon.
All right, I'm coming down the hall now.
I hope so. I've missed him.
He's going to smell like garage.
There's John Norman, who has shaved his head again. I'm happy about that.
We all are.
Making my way back into the studio. Hi, boys.
Hi, Mike. Nice to see you.
Welcome back.
All right.
I think I'll do the rest of the show. No, I think I can hang up now, right?
Yeah, you can.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy, I'm exhausted.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, it looks like quite the endeavor. I had no idea. It looks like quite a project.
And that we are all in danger at any given moment.
That's very, very scary, but it will not affect our barbecue on Friday.
Especially if we have it over there away from the crumbling building.
Okay, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I want to do a little bit more barbecue talk. We'll have our first buzz of the afternoon. And I like the idea of having the Weber grills with the charcoal and the lighter fluid, but it needs a little something more. We got the horseshoes, and I ask our listeners to put their minds to it also. A little sizzle, add a little spice to it.
Sure.
I think it's going to be very exciting. So give us a call at 877-365-3636. If you're calling from a jacked-up garage that's about to collapse on your vehicle, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Sure.
Lots more coming up. And also this hour, or is it next hour? I don't even know. We're going to have Tony Perkins. He's going to be dropping by.
In a future segment.
And lots more. And also, it's Arguing Wednesday.
Oh, no.
We've already started that.
No, it isn't.
Yes, we have.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.